The hermaid nodded, holding forth a beaker for more cordial. Eating was a serious business with Mad Mordy, leaving her no time for idle chit-chat. After taking a brief nap, she gave her host some rudimentary boxing tips and made him a gift of her sling and a pouch of sling stones, which she seldom found use for.
Well, time for me to be moving on, old thing. I should make the woodlands by early evening. Goodbye, and remember, don't take any old lip from those bullies. Give them the old one too, if they ever show their warty snouts around here again. What?
Bungwin Hermit shook Mordy's paw warmly.
We'll do just that, Mez, and thank ye for your company. You take good care of yourself now. He'd watch out for serpents on his scrublands. There's bees one or two slithering about this season. If any sees a gird owly bird, don't be afeard of him. He's a good friend of mine, named Asio Bardwing. Mayhaps he's seen this badger you'm looking for. A good boy, Miss Moldy. A good fortune go with thee.
Bungwin stood atop his hill, waving and weeping as the hare maid set off in the late noon sunshine. He blew his snout loudly and called out to her.
Pay no heed of my tears, miss. I dearly do loves a good old blubber.
Mordy felt sad to leave him, but she straightened her shoulders and strode out resolutely for the woodlands. The countryside was quiet, save for the usual heathland noises, droning bees, the chirruping of grasshoppers, and the high trill of descending skylarks. Keeping a wary eye out for snakes, she sang an old barrack room ballad to herself.